Yes, welcome again to the Daily Inspiration, and I do pray that God would truly inspire your heart as you look to Him and His Word, and by His Spirit, He leads us and speaks to us through His Word, and I am very grateful for that, and I trust that you are as well, and I just I want to continue on a little theme we've been looking at, the promises or even the things that God speaks and how He is faithful to carry out every single thing that He has spoken. And I want to look at another scripture today. But before I do, I want to just have you think about something here. If somebody got a hold of you and gave you some incredible news that was just too good to believe, too good to be true, well, how would you deal with that? Would you be suspicious? Would you wonder if there's a catch somewhere? And would you think that maybe something fishy about it, if it was something that was just really too good to be true? My son got a call from some place and said that you have somehow been selected for this special cruise, and it's all free, but all you have to do is send us in some money for this. You do have to pay the tax on it or something similar to that. And he could tell right away, this is something that sounds really strange and fishy to me. And there's a lot of people trying to get into bank accounts and steal money, and there's just a lot of fraudulent things that are going on out there. And as this fellow was explaining all the free whatever cruise they were going to get, it just started sounding really fishy. It sounded too good to be true. And that's what he ended up telling me. He said, you know, that sounds too good to be true. I'm suspicious of it, and I'm not interested. And, you know, that's the way it is. When we hear something like that, we get our little suspicions going, and we have to wonder, is this legitimate? Is this for real? It sounds like a hoax, or it sounds like a scam. Somebody's out trying to steal. And that's what I often think about when I hear things that are like that. There's a connection, a link to somebody's asking for your money, whether it's legitimately or by just flat out stealing. I don't know, but the point that I'm trying to make here is that usually when we hear of an agreement here on this earth that sounds too good to be true, it usually is too good to be true. Something may be behind it. There may be a few exceptions to that. I don't know. But for the most part, there's some deception going on. And here, I want to turn and look at the flip side of that and see that when it's God that's dealing with us, it truly sounds too good to be true. It really, really does. And if we contemplate and think about it long enough, we would have to come up with that conclusion. This is really more than we deserve. It sounds too good to be true. And some people write it off at that point and say, I don't believe it. I can't go there. But as we get to know God by reading through His Word and getting to know His character and His heart for His creation, we start to see unfolding before our very eyes a plan of salvation that is so good. It's too good to be true. But it is true. It is real. It is God's plan. And He wants for us to be enjoying and going through His plan and His purpose. He wants us to be there. I want to read to you some scripture that's going to have a portion of this in it. And I want you to be listening for the too good to be true stuff. And I'll read it to you now. It's John chapter 15. I'll read a few verses here. I'll probably read 8 verses here. And Jesus is speaking. And he's talking to his disciples, and he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He's doing some pruning there. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. You see, God is explaining to us through Jesus Christ that we need to be abiding in him and his words abiding in us. And then he compares himself to, he says, my Father is the husbandman, and he is the vine. Jesus Christ is the vine. He is the very source of our life. And God is the one that's out there tending to these, to the vine, that he's given this analogy here, a picture story, word picture. And we're to be abiding in that vine, in the main source of the sap and the nutrient that comes up through the branches from the vine. And he's saying here that Jesus is saying, I am the vine. And my Father is the husband. He's the one that takes care of this vineyard, so to speak. Okay? So, he's leading up to this here. And here in verse 7, I want to continue here. I need to read 6. He said, if you're abiding in me, the same is going to bear much fruit. And then he says, for without me you can do nothing. And verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. A branch that withers, it's no good. It must be cut off and discarded. But now in verse 7 he says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, okay? If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And then in verse 8 he says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, I believe that today, in 2016, we can be also disciples of Jesus Christ. I think that it's fair to say, reading through the scriptures, that that was the plan from the beginning. God sent Jesus. He picked out disciples that walked with him. They ate and drank and slept together. They were just always together, for the most part. They learned from him, and they were his disciples, became apostles. But he wanted them to make disciples, more disciples. And those that follow Christ today are also disciples. I believe this can apply to us today. And so, he's saying here, if you abide in me, if you're like that branch that is in the vine, connected, and my words abide in you, he said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, that's the one that sounds just a little too good to be true, doesn't it? If we're abiding in him and his words abide in us, he said we could ask whatever we will, it will be done for us. And so I know automatically we start thinking, well, wait a minute, I've asked for things here and there, and sometimes I don't get that. Well, what I'm seeing here is that God wants to take us on a journey and a pilgrimage here to learn how to truly abide in him and let his word abide in us. I believe when those two things are in place, then we would only ask those things that truly are the will of the Father. I may not have the clearest understanding on this, but I do see here that God is giving us a promise. He's giving us his word through Christ, the words of Christ. And he said it. If you abide in me, if you're living in me, if you're drawing from me, and your life is totally in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will, and it will be done. But you see here, he says in verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and you shall be my disciples." It's what God wants. It's what any husbandman would want from his vineyard, fruit. And so I want you to ponder this thing, these things that we've talked about here, and think about it. Ask God to give you some insight on this. Ask him, is this not true? Is this what you're saying to me, and how can I do that? How can I abide in you and your words abide in me? God, I believe God will give you practical ways of doing that. And, of course, one is going to the Word and reading for yourself and also memorizing so that it's inside your heart. And that, I believe, will fulfill at least the beginning of what he's talking about here. And may God give you grace and strength to do just that, and myself. I pray for me as well, because I want to do this too. And that God will be glorified. And may God bless you as you ponder these wonderful, precious promises that he gives.